Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GBD Infra Projects Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Bhatia, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to the GBD Infra Projects Limited Q4 and year-ended 31st March 2023 earnings conference call. The results presentation and the press release, along with the financial results, were uploaded on our website and the website of the stock exchanges, and I hope you have had a chance to review the same. We are also joined by Stellar IR, our investor relations advisors. I'm happy to announce that the fiscal year 2023 marked the best year for the company in its history on all parameters, that is, revenue, EBITDA, PAT, ROCE, and cash flow. This achievement is attributable to our strong execution capabilities, steady focus on cash flow, and the realization of old receivables from customers, which improved our return ratios, leading to ROE and ROCE being 14% and 17% respectively. As per the dividend policy of the board, and in order to reward our shareholders for the robust performance of the company, the board has recommended a final dividend of rupees 1.5 per share. This will lead to a total dividend payout for the year of rupees 2.5 per share, that is 25% of the face value. You will recollect that in November 2022, the company had allotted bonus shares in the ratio of 1:1 after approval of the shareholders. Post-bonus, the dividend is again the highest in the history of the company, taking the total payout to 14.5 crores for this year. Now moving ahead to our financial performance for the full year 2023. Our revenues from operation was 790 crores on a standalone basis, which compared to 669 crores last year, representing a growth of 18.1%. On a consolidated basis, the revenues stood at 809 crores compared to 675 crores for the last year, representing a growth of 20%. In both the standalone and the consolidated numbers, we have exceeded the target set out of 15% growth at the beginning of the year. This growth was driven by significant execution in the infrastructure segment, which accounted for 88% of our total revenues. Our standalone EBITDA for the year stood at 96 crores compared to 88 crores in FY22, with EBITDA margins at 12.2% compared to 13.1% last year. The EBITDA was slightly muted on account of impairment of the investment in the associate in Namibia due to foreign exchange fluctuations and change in the discounting rates. Operationally adjusted EBITDA margin was well above our EBITDA hurdle rate of 12.5%, which we have guided historically. On a consolidated basis, as we had announced earlier, the South African business has resumed operations after receiving orders in October 2022, which led to growth in the top line. However, due to the volatile currency fluctuations in South Africa and Ghana, there were some mark-to-mark losses. The currency has since recovered since March, as on date. However, as on March, we had booked some mark-to-mark losses. This led to a muted EBITDA margin of 11.4% for the consolidated results. Again, if we were to adjust this currency fluctuation and the impairment of the Namibia investments, we would be meeting our threshold EBITDA rate of 12.5%. The profit after tax grew by 40% to 34.5 crores on a standalone basis due to reduction in depreciation and interest costs, and the profit after tax after minorities for the and after jointly controlled entities grew by 29% to 31.4 crores for the consolidated results. The deferred tax reversal was on account of the above mark-to-mark losses for the currency fluctuations in the foreign subsidiaries. The strong performance is also quite evident in the cash flows from operations of the company as well, which grew by an impressive 52% to 106.2 crores, representing an industry-leading cash flow to EBITDA conversion of 110%. This is on account of reduction in trade receivables from GMR and realization of all old outstanding, which has allowed the management to reduce debt and also invest in the new subsidiary in Ghana, RMS GPT Ghana Limited. This strong performance and good cash flows should also improve our external credit rating, which is currently BBB+ stable by CRISIL. Any upgrade in the credit rating will also lead to reduction in borrowing costs for the company, as you are aware. Furthermore, our healthy order book of 2,276 crores, which represents almost 2.81 times our FY 2023 revenues, provides strong visibility. It is worth mentioning that this order book represents one of the highest in our company's history. To enhance profitability, we have implemented key measures such as optimizing working capital and reducing outstanding investments with various customers. We remain positive due to our healthy unexecuted order book and improving financial efficiencies, including improved cash flows and reduced debt position resulting from reduction in receivables. We are focused on reducing our borrowing further by Rs. 20 crores in this current financial year and refinancing our existing debt at lower rates upon the upgrade of the external ratings in the current year. This will be achieved by the expected strong performance this year, as well as returns from the investment in the subsidiary in Ghana and full liquidation of the outstanding receivables from GMR. As you may be aware, the Honorable Finance Minister in a budget speech on February 1, 2023 has announced a Vivad Se Vishwas scheme to settle all contractual disputes with central government and PSUs. The management is quite confident that the existing arbitration cases will be settled through this scheme once the same is made operational by the government in this financial year, which will lead to a cash inflow of almost in excess of 50 crores. Now turning to the performance of our segments. Our infrastructure segment demonstrated strong execution prowess throughout FY23, with a remarkable 24% increase in revenues, reaching 712 crores for the year ended 31st March 2023. This segment continues to be the backbone of our business, contributing almost 88% of our total revenues in FY23. In some key contracts for this segment, like Ghazipur, Mathura Jhansi, and Nimtita, the company has well exceeded the target set forth for the fiscal year 23, which has led to the overall jump in the revenues, and we expect the team to maintain the momentum for the current year as well. Regarding the sleeper segment, it generated revenues of Rs. 98 crores for FY23. We anticipate increased momentum in this segment with the commencement of the operations of our factory at Ghana, which has an outstanding order book of 123 crores. The new factory, which is expected to be commissioned in Q1 FY24, will have a capacity of 240,000 sleepers per annum. In fiscal year FY23, we secured orders worth 1,401 crores, including incremental orders from existing contracts. As of 31st March 2023, our healthy order book amounts to 2,276 crores, approximately 2.81 times our FY23 revenues, providing excellent growth visibility for the company. The company has expanded its horizons and is entering newer geographies like Maharashtra, wherein we are doing three contracts in the Mumbai city for MRIDCL, totaling to approximately Rs. 600 crores, and have also entered a new country for the sleeper segment by setting up a factory in the Republic of Ghana. I would like to highlight that now we can bid for orders up to 1,000 crores each in our own name, expanding our potential opportunities for the growing segment of infrastructure business in the country. The future looks quite bright for the company, and we are confident of repeating our strong performance in the current year as well, and have targeted a growth of 20% in revenues and almost 30% in profits for the financial year 24, which would be a repeat performance of our last year. This is only possible due to the support of our entire team GPT and the various stakeholders who have reposed faith in us, which has enabled us to perform better each year and deliver returns to the investors. We believe that the best is yet to come for the company, and the management is quite confident of exceeding the targets set out. Thank you, and we look forward to addressing any questions or concerns you might have regarding our financial performance and future prospects. I will request the moderator to kindly open the floor to questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask the question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Congratulations on the set of numbers and the order book that we have. In one of the earlier con calls, we mentioned that we are expanding in newer geographies, especially in the Northeast also. So do we have any updates regarding that?
So in Northeast, we have a couple of contracts. We have two contracts in Manipur for NHIDCL. We have contracts in Assam as well. So we are doing a couple of contracts in Northeast. Out of this 2276 crores, about 200 crores is from the Northeast in terms of geographical spread. So about 10%, close to 10%.
Okay, so 200 crores. And also any guidance on the closing order book or the order inflow expected in FY24?
So historically, if you see, we like to keep our order book as close to 2.75 to 3 times our trailing 12 numbers. So I would say that for the full year, for closing order book for next year, we should be around 3,000 odd crores.
3,000. Okay, so that would be a good benchmark for us also. Thanks a lot. That was my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from ICICI Direct. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hi, good morning, sir.
Good morning. So I just wanted
to ask your guidance on the debt side. Did I hear it right that you would be reducing the debt by 20-odd crores next year?
For the current year, yes, 20-odd crores. If we were able to, I also said that in terms of the settlement of disputes with which they have come out with this Vivad Se Vishwas scheme too, if we were able to, that does get operational and we are expecting to get almost 50 odd crores, that will further reduce the debt by almost 40 odd crores from there as well.
Even if you don't win the arbitrations or there is some delay in that, the debt, minimum debt reduction would be 20 odd crores for the next year, right?
Correct. So it's not the question of winning the arbitration. We have won the arbitration most of the cases. It's just a question of settlement and getting the money.
Okay. And on your guidance front, you mentioned 20% revenue growth and 30% profit growth.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay. Okay. And any improvement on margins, given you said that your threshold consolidated EBITDA margin should be an extra 12.5%, but given your execution rates will pick up given a strong backlog, so would operating leverage kick in and you might see some uptick on margins as well? Is there any possibility?
So it depends on how the WPI inflation does pan out. As you might be aware, that all our contracts, which you have also said in previous con calls as well, have a price variation clause which is linked to WPI indices. The WPI for April is negative. So having said that, some of the prices are also cooled off in terms of steel and cement as well. So it's not as if it will drastically hurt our margins, but I think that for the current year, we are guiding for 12.5% margin. If any operational, efficiencies do kick in, that will be a bonus on that as well.
And so within your order backlog of 2,300 odd crores, are there any orders which are slow moving or there is some delay in execution either because there is some...
None of them.
And sir, you mentioned that now you can bid for projects worth 1,000 odd crores on your own strength and balance sheet. So what would be that? It would be the same your traditional sector or the you will pour into some new segments or sectors per se?
So we are bidding for large contracts now as well. We have bid for some contracts, 900, 950, whatever. We have not been successful. Our strike rate is within our comfort zone of 20-odd percent. So I think that we would be bidding for contracts wherein we can do value addition. And obviously, this is industry wherein you need prior experience. So we have to obviously bid for contracts wherein we have similar, we have done similar work wherein bridges and roads and stuff like that. We can't be bidding for contracts in our, on our own name in vastly different segments.
Okay. And sir, how confident are you that you will be ending FY24 with a backlog of 3,000 odd crores? So, have you done any...
Pardon?
So, I'm just trying to understand that what is the bid pipeline or the prospect pipeline that you might have put in bids into? And given you have you're guiding for an order backlog closing of 3,000 odd crores for FY24.
So we are continuously bidding for large contracts, like I said. So if we were to get one or two large contracts, that kind of secures that 3,000 odd crores order backlog. Last year itself, FY23, we have got new order inflow of almost 1,400 crores.
Yeah.
So in order to achieve a order book backlog of 3,000 crores, we would need new order inflow of close to 1,800 crores for this year, which is not quite different from what we got last year.
Okay. And so lastly, you mentioned that your ratings might get upgraded or it has been upgraded. So what would be the reduction in the cost of debt for you, and what is your cost of debt currently?
So rating has not got upgraded. It was the rating agency, which is CRISIL, was waiting for the balance sheet and the results for this year. Currently, we are rated BBB+, stable by CRISIL. The current cost of debt is in the range of 10-11%. However, having said that, the finance cost which appears includes a whole host of things, including bank processing fees, includes bank guarantees, which is a large chunk of our borrowings, or non-funded limits which are submitted to the clients. So we expect a reduction of minimum 50-75 basis points upon upgrade of the ratings.
Okay.
Most of these banks have now linked their interest costs with the external rates, so we expect that to happen.
Okay. And then my last question on the working capital cycle, given there was a huge amount of release of receivables from JNR and some other contracts, so would the same trend continue, or probably it might inch up a bit higher given...
No, same trend will continue because from GMR we have to receive about 20 odd crores.
Okay.
So that will provide additional release of the working capital. And also, hopefully, if this arbitration disputes are settled, that will again provide a fillip to the working capital as well.
Okay. So thanks a lot. That answers my questions, and wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, regarding the exceptional EBITDA loss that we did in the Namibia investment, so shouldn't that be recorded separately? So, what I believe is that it should not be recorded in the EBITDA margins. It should be recorded as exceptional income. So please correct me if I'm wrong on this.
So it's not an exception income as per the management's understanding as well as the auditors, because it is, as per IFRS, every financial year you're supposed to do an impairment testing of the investments that you do carry. So in this case, the impairment testing was done, which was certified by an independent chartered accountant and then also verified by the auditors and also the audit committee, and the audit committee has found it, and the auditors have found, and the management have found it fit to take that impairment of the investment. It cannot be an exception item because next year it might be a gain as well, depending on how the foreign exchange and the discounting rates do pan out.
Okay, understood. So the quantum was around 2.5 crores, right?
The quantum is about 3.5 crores.
3.5 crores, okay.
Because that is the difference to, you know, because the EBITDA margin was about 12.2%. Had that not been there, we would have been north of the 12.5%.
Right. Yeah.
Aditya, do you have any follow-up question?
No, thank you. That was it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Tatiya for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call today. We hope we have been able to answer and address all your queries. In case you have any further questions, do please get in touch with us directly or through our investor relations advisors. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you very much. On behalf of GPT Infraprojects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.